In peanut news, the southwest area of the peanut growing area in Texas has been hit by freeze. The severe heat and drought of the summer gave way to a freeze in early November. Temperatures in portions of Texas dipped to a low 24 degrees. Some farmers say now they'll have to go after the peanuts, and many of them are immature. Texas so far only has harvested about 51,000 tons. They're normally at 120,000 tons. They say this has impacted the Virginia, Valencia, Spanish, and runner production, and this is coming at a bad time. Said now most of this will be placed in Seg 2 category instead of Seg 1 peanuts in the southwest area of the growing belt. Georgia now trying to finish up their harvest. They are now at 746,000 tons. That's 93.5% of their new crop estimate. Florida's at 71.7%. They have registered through Federal State Inspection Service 397,000 tons. Alabama has registered 98.8% of their crop estimate. Of course, part of those are from Florida as they come across the line for grading and placement into warehouses. They now have 239,000 tons. Nationwide, peanut farmers have harvested 1,503,000 tons. That is 82.4%. And after the freeze, farmers will be quickly trying to get the late peanuts in so they can be counted this year. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.